There's Sabina Meyer and the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra, music by Franz Danzi, based on that of Mozart. Variations on La Ci Darem La Mano, our big piece of the morning, bringing us to 9:31 this Thursday. It's 23 degrees, 31 with the humidex outside. Showers today, 60% chance, risk of a thunderstorm as well. Going up to a high of 25, humidex making it feel like 31. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the New Classical FM, and we are very proud to be the official radio sponsor, of Canada's largest street festival, the 26th annual Taste of the Danforth, which is happening this weekend. It runs Friday to Sunday. A billion things happening there.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's live entertainment, there's sports celebrities going to be there, kids fun zone, and of course, the food. And here to talk to us about it today is Howard Lickman, the organizer and spokesperson of Taste of the Danforth. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning to everybody.
Now, I'm betting there is no one that watches the weather forecast more closely than you do right about now.
That is true, but we actually sent an email to the Greek gods and Zeus said not to worry, so I'm doing okay.
Yeah, because it looks like it's going to be an amazing weekend weather-wise, which is perfect for you guys. Because you get like over 1.5 million people.
Yeah, we do about 1.6 million people over the course of the weekend. Actually, the largest festival in the country. There's nothing in a weekend that brings so many people from in and around the province together.
Mm-hmm. And I was just noticing, I was looking at actually in the Toronto Star, about an area called Let's Dance, and people can learn how to do all kinds of different dances.
And it's not just confined to Greek.
No. So listen, the province has morphed, the city has morphed, the street has morphed, we've become a multicultural mosaic, mm-hmm. and the festival itself is, you know, reflective of all of that. We've got 11 different, you know, ethnic dance groups, and it's every half an hour it switches, 15 minutes they perform, 15 minutes they teach, so it's all participating and fun.
Now, there's amazing. A reason to go, just
exactly.
That.
Now, I mean, we're going to get to the food, I mean, because that's the huge show.
Yeah, that goes.
But this one event, it just cracks me up. Be Greek for a day, breaking plates and archery dodgeball.
Well, you know, so breaking plates is an ancient Greek tradition. Lots of myths around why. Some people say the noise of the breaking plate scares away the devil. Mm. Others say it's just a sign of, you know, wealth. I don't have to wash the dishes. Others say it's just, you know, it's just good luck because they did it, you know, at weddings and at bars when they're celebrating.
Yeah.
But so many people were doing it in Greece. What they landed up doing is banning it. It's illegal in Greece.
Is
against
it really?
The law. You cannot break plates and throw them and smash them in public places
goodness.
In Greece.
Wow.
But at the festival, and it's all Greek to me experience, we actually give you a plate. We give you a magic marker. You write the name of a person that's really made you angry. And then we bring you over, and in a safe environment, you get to throw it against an old-fashioned iron fireplace and smash the plate, and all that rage magically disappears.
Another good reason to go.
Therapeutic. An archery dodgeball.
Wow.
It's all about Apollo. If you think of the ancient Greeks, before they were all the archery superheroes, there was the ancient Greeks were actually, you know, the goddesses of war used archery. So we've got a whole, you know, Greek archery dodgeball fun stuff.
That is amazing. I love it.
And the kids' fun zone, Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, we like to do something, you know, new every year. So one of the things we added is Cirque du Soleil's joining us, and they're going to be doing, you know, hula hoop experiences with the kids and for the kids. And we've also just added at the last minute to the kids' fun zone a robot.
Get out of here.
A robot.
It's going to be a real live robot. People will ask, is there a person inside? There's not. It's an AI-trained robot. It's our new brand ambassador, and he'll be able to answer any questions you have about the festival.
Wow.
You know, if you can't find me, just go find Apollo the robot.
So that's can parents fantastic. Go in the kids' game, in the kids' area, too?
Well, I'm a big kid at heart, so anything that's good for the kids, like Cirque du Soleil is for the big and little kids.
Take on one of those hula hoops.
Yeah, talking to a robot. I mean, it's all fun.
You've also got three big free entertainment stages.
Yeah. So we've got over 75 different performances.
That's an unbelievable number.
It's just about, you know, it's all about the celebration of, you know, food, fun, and community music is always an integral part, you know, of festivals and bringing people together. If you look at the stages, there's absolutely every type of music. There's classic, there's jazz, there's rock, there's folk, and it's about 90% music. We do make a couple of exceptions. We have the Miss Asia pageant participants, but they're also performing and singing, and we have of 40 Bollywood dancers.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so a couple of special effects in addition to the performing bands.
Listen, there's so much to do, so much to see and eat, et cetera, et cetera. Do you start the next year's Taste of the Danforth as soon as you finish this one?
So you sort of give yourself 3 weeks till, and you wait till after Labor Day, and right. Then you go, oh, my God, it was really great. How are you going to do yourself, next year? It's all about providing, free, family-friendly fun.
Yes.
And every time we do lots of market research to find out what customers want, and the number one item always is food.
Of course, that's a big thing.
They love the entertainment. We actually changed our slogan a couple of years ago to come for the food and stay for the fun, and that sort of captures it. People are coming for the food, but they're staying for the fun.
Well, there's so much to do.
This is astounding. I mean, you expect 1.6 million people.
Lots of souvlaki.
Yeah.
But the first year in 1994, only about 5,000 people attended.
Yeah, it started 26 years ago, and a group of restaurateurs were sort of curmudgeon and complaining about not enough people are coming down, and somebody said, university kids said, well, advertise. Their kids said, not money to advertise. He said, so we'll pool your money. And it's like today we call it co-op advertising. Those days, what did that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody said, I'm not going to give you money to advertise. I'm going to go to your restaurant. And the other guy said, no. And then the university kid said, you know what? Instead of having people come down and go to restaurants, why don't we set up tasting tables and we'll do tasting menus so people will experience it and then come back. And hence, the Taste of the Danforth was born. And today, 26 years later, tasting tables, nothing more than $6 at the tasting tables.
Isn't that great?
All right. That's
and you
really
keep the
good.
Stuff that works, and then you've added a lot too, and you were saying every year you add something different.
Every year. And every year we would switch the dancers, switch the musicians. We've got the robot this year. We have one of our friends, the Toronto Air Ford dealers, was kind enough. We're doing a whole carpool karaoke experience.
Oh.
Everybody loves, late night with carpool karaoke.
Sure. Right,
so you can come. We'll put you into the car. We'll record your video. You'll be on the big screen. People decide whether they like you or they don't like you. But we'll also give you a copy of the video to take home and share with your friends. So what? And all free.
How much fun is that?
Yeah, just fun
That's
stuff,
amazing.
Right?
Amazing.
That is amazing.
Now, I think you'll agree with me when we tell people that, Taste of the Danforth, they close off a giant section of Danforth Avenue from Broadview over to Jones. There are three, four subway stops.
Absolutely.
There. Don't drive.
Don't drive TTC the better way because you don't want to get frustrated with parking.
Oh, my God. Because I used to live on, I remember when I lived on Logan Avenue.
Yes.
When it was Taste of the Danforth, either we stayed and left the car parked where it was or we got out of town for the weekend because it was just a nightmare.
Because the rest of the town is coming here. Over 600,000 people come from around the province. They're outside of Toronto to come
to
the festival.
And this is the thing. I mean, for people, because there are people who get down on these kinds of things. They say, rah, 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 rah. But in 2018, the festival's single weekend economic impact was $106 million.
Yeah, that's part of the 600,000 people that are coming. And that's an economic governmental model. That doesn't take into the fact that the restaurant and the festival itself is really owned by the Greek Town Danforth BIA. It's led by Constantine Vodonikolas, the chair of the board. And it's the little restaurateurs and the retailers on the street. Doesn't go into that number.
Mm-hmm.
This is, life or death for these guys. Mm-hmm. As small business owners, this is really, really important. One guy was telling me his plan for this weekend, he will sell 10,000 souvlakis.
Good Lord.
Wow.
One restaurant. 10,000 souvlakis.
Lot.
That's amazing.
Well, it's souvlaki night in Canada. There you go.
Howard, I want to thank you
very
much for coming in today and best of luck on this year's festival.
Thank you always. I want to also thank you guys because both the two of you, but also the station itself have been huge supporters. We wouldn't be the success we are without Classical.
It's always a pleasure.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Been speaking to Howard Lichtman, who is the organizer, spokesperson, grand poobah of the Taste of the Danforth, and it is happening this weekend. The 26th annual Taste of the Danforth kicks off tomorrow through until Sunday. So much stuff going on there that you're not going to believe it. Entertainment, food, of course. We didn't even touch on the Toronto sports teams being there. There's a kids zone, everything. You're going to want to take in this, and remember, don't drive. Take the TTC. There are a number of subway stops right along it, but you want to get all the details. Go to tasteofthedanforth.com.